Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Sukadeva Goswami, you have already explained that Sankarsan, who belongs to second quadruple, appeared as the son of Rohini named Balaram. If Balaram was not transferred from one body to another, how is it possible that he was first in the womb of Devaki and then in the womb of Rohini? Kindly explain this to me. Purport. Here is a question particularly directed to understanding Balaram, who is Sankarsan himself. Balaram is well known as the son of Rohini, yet it is also known that he was the son of Devaki. Parikshit Maharaj wanted to understand the mystery of Balaram's being the son of both Devaki and Rohini. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, and Sukadeva Goswami is speaking, and then Parikshit Maharaj asked this question. Of course, in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is first question asked by Maharaj Parikshit, and that question related to Balaram, understanding the position of Balaram. In 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Sukadeva Goswami was giving description of different dynasty, especially Yadu dynasty. And then he had described that he was mentioning the sons of Vasudev, sons of Devaki, sons of Rohini. And then in 9th canto description that when he was giving description about sons of Rohini, then Sukadeva Goswami described that first son of Rohini was Balaramji. Balaram is the first of son of Rohini Devi. And when he was describing about the sons of Devaki, then there he also described Balaram appeared, took birth as the seventh son of Devaki. The son of Rohini, when describing at the same time, same person describing that Balaram appeared as the seventh son of Devaki. Then Parikshit Maharaj asked this particular question. How come that you are talking about that Balaram? When you are giving the list of sons of Devaki, you say the seventh son of Devaki was Balaram, and same time you are describing that first son of Rohini was Balaram. How it is possible? So, we will talk about that pastime, how Balaram appeared, the whole description, pastime is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And also in Gopal Champu, this description about appearance of Balaramji. First of all, when we are talking about Balaram, Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fountainhead of all incarnation. Original form of the Godhead Krishna, and then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described Tahara Dvitiya Bapu or Tahara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. Balaram is the second body of Krishna, or Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. So, according to transcendental realization, there is no difference between Balaram and Krishna, between Krishna and Balaram. they only differ in their forms and color, especially color. Otherwise, in potency, there is no difference at all. Both are the same personality. For the Leela sake, one absolute reality, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he had taken two different forms. One is Krishna and another is Balaram. Of course, Balaram is, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Original form, shape of absolute reality is Krishna. And Balaram is his first expansion. So according to the realization, Acharya, transcendental realization, there is no difference, there is no slight difference between Balaram and Krishna. They are same personality. Just to enjoy, relish different pastime, the same absolute truth is appeared in two different forms. Krishna complexion is blackish blue and Balaram is white. Only this much in. Otherwise, in potency, there is no difference. However, we will talk about appearance of Lord Balaram. We know Srimad Bhagavatam describes that 6 sons of Devaki were killed by Kamsa, one after another. And then again, Rohini, the another wife of Vasudevji, she became pregnant. And it was very much concerned for the Vasudev. That Vasudevji was thinking that Devaki's 6 sons were killed. If Rohini will give birth of a son, boy, certainly Kamsa will kill him also. So there was a big concern for safety. For that reason, and Gopal Champu described that Vasudevji wanted to hide some other place, Rohini, when she was pregnant. When she was 3 months, her pregnancy was approximately 3 months, then Vasudevji remembered his friend, intimate friend, close friend, Nanda Baba. And Vasudevji sent Rohini to Nanda Baba. Also, it described that Rohini was pregnant for 3 months. And evening time, sun was about to set. Vasudevji sent her to Gokul. She was riding on horse and she reached there in Gokul. And as soon Nanda Baba came to know that wife of my brother Vasudevji, she is here for protection. So Nanda Baba plays all protection and he welcomes her and she was kept there. Also it described that that time, in the reception time, Purnamasi Devi was personally present there. Purnamasi Devi also promised Rohini that you don't worry. We will take care of all your comforts here. So she was there. And in Mathura, also Devaki became pregnant. So one wife, Devaki, was in Mathura and Rohini was in Gokul, Dauji, Mahavan. She was in the protection of Nanda Baba. Rohini was in the protection of Nanda Baba. And then she becomes pregnant, Devaki. After Devaki was again pregnant for 7 months pregnancy. Then Krishna called Yogmaya, and Krishna informed Yogmaya that my answer, my plenary portion, Balaram, is in the womb of Mother Devaki. You please, Yogamaya, transfer Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And also Srimad Bhagavatam described that if you do this, my job, expertly, then I will reward you. And also Krishna is the Supreme Personality. If you do this job, transferring Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, then you will be worshipped on all over the earthly planet, surface on earthly planet. People will worship you more than even me. This was blessing was given for Yogamaya Durga. So Durga Devi, Yogamaya, used all her expertise in her command, very carefully took the Balaramji from the womb of Devaki and placed Balaramji in the womb of Rohini. This happened when Devaki was pregnant for 7 months pregnancy. And then people of Mathura become very much disturbed. they were blaming Kamsa. They were saying, already Kamsa has killed 6 sons of Devaki and 7th one, he did some mystic power, used some mystic power, and he destroyed the womb child who was the womb of Devaki. But this thing was done by Yogamaya. So Balaramji remained again in the womb of Rohini Devi for another 7 months, and towards the end of 7 months, beginning of 8th month of pregnancy, again Rohini gave birth to Balaramji. So Balaramji appeared in Gokul, in the house of Nand Baba. In the Nand Mahal, he appeared this particular day. So since Parikshit Maharaj has asked question, how come that Sukadeva Goswami was describing that Balaram is the son of Devaki, and same time Sukadeva Goswami described that he is son of Rohini. So since Balaram lived in the womb of Mother Devaki for 7 continuous months, so certainly, and then again another 7 months he stayed in the womb of Rohini Devi. So Balaram is the son of both Mother Devaki as well as Mother Rohini. Also we will, so there are many pastimes. Akun Srimad Bhagavatam very briefly describe the different pastimes of Balaramji, especially 10th canto of the second part of 10th canto, description is there. In first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, first part of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna displays his pastime, almost in every pastime, every leela, Balaram was present. But there are some few occasions, few pastime where Balaram was not present. When Krishna killed Aghasur, at that particular day, Balaram was not with Krishna. He stayed behind. He was in Nandgaon, Nandbhavan. And of course, the same day that Brahma Mimohan Leela also took place, at that time he was not there. Otherwise, Balaram was every time with Krishna, displaying different pastime in Vrindavan. In Srimad Bhagavatam, his description comes that Balaram delivered first time one demon, that was Dhenukasura. Dhenukasura was delivered by Balaram. And Dhenukasura is the first demon in Krishna Leela, in Balaram Leela, delivered by Balaram ji. So we will read, discuss about that pastime. In Srimad Bhagavatam 15th chapter describe this pastime, that one day when Krishna was herding the cows, so all the cowherd boys, they requested Krishna Balaram. They were playing. Also this is Srimad Bhagavatam described that at that particular day Krishna was in the western side of Giraj Govardhan and eastern side of Giraj Govardhan and western side of Mathura. There is very celebrated, very famous forest that is called Talvan. There are many tall trees were there, palm trees were there. That is reason why that forest is named after that particular type of tree, tall tree or palm tree. So when the boys were playing, Krishna was herding the cow in that part track of land. Some very fragrant wind was coming in that direction. And then all the boys requested Krishna Balaram. Sridham was main person in request. And then requested Ram Ram Mahabahu Krishna Dushta Nivaranam. My dear Ram, Balaram ji and Krishna, you subdue, you kill, destroy the demon. But from not far from this place where we are playing, ito abidure sumahat banam. That big forest, very beautiful forest, very opulent forest is there. It is named as a talban, and different type of trees, different type of flowers are there. Especially tal ali sankulam. There are many tal or palm trees are there. The tree is full of palm tree. And there phalani tatra bhurini patanti patitani cha. In that forest there are many palm trees are there. And all the trees are loaded with fruits, ripened fruits are there. Phalani tatra bhurini patitani patanti. The whole forest, all the trees are loaded with ripened fruit. So always, constantly, the fruits are falling on the ground. And already there are some fruit lying on the ground. But unfortunately, it is not accessible for any other person. Santi, there are many fruits are there. There are many flowers are there, ripened fruits, fragrance fruit, delicious fruits are there. But it is not accessible for any human being. What to speak of human being, even animal don't enter in that forest. Because it is protected by, guided by Dhenuk, a asur. He doesn't allow anyone to enter in the forest. Santi kintu avruddhani. Completely protected. No one can enter in the forest. Because Dhenuk, Duratma, is a very cruel personality. He doesn't allow anyone to enter in this forest. And he has assumed the form of an ash, khar, living there along with his associates. They are also demon. They are also in the same form and then same shape. Very powerful. So here the boys were requesting there what to speak of human being. Kritha Naraharan. He is Narahar. He eats even the human being. any human being enters in that forest, immediately he is eaten by this demon. So, human being, no question of human being entering in that forest. Even the animal don't dare to enter in the forest. What to speak of animal, even that birds, they don't even fly over the forest. They are very much scared, fearful. So, please, you kill that demon. We want to relish the fruit, tal fruit. Vidyante abhukta purvani. Phalani surbhi, surbhinicha. They're very much fragrance and tasty fruits are there. We want to eat that fruit. First we want to eat that fruit and same time you do in such a way that other people can come and eat that fruit. So Prayakshatani Nah Krishna Gandha Lopit Lovit Chetasam Vakshansti Mahati Rama Gamyatamidir. This is our request. We are requesting you, please come and kill that demon and allow, make that forest free so everyone and anyone can enjoy that fruit. This is our request. Then Krishna evam surd vacha surtva surt priya chikirsaya. When Krishna was requested this way, so surt, in order to fulfill the desires of his friends, intimate friend, Prahasya, Krishna and Balaram, they started to laugh and then they entered, both of them. Boys were behind. First, Krishna Balaram entered in the forest. As soon as Balaram entered in the forest, Balaha Parvishya Bahu Bhyam Talan Samparvya. The Krishna Balaramji, first of all, Balaramji grabbed one tall tree and he started to shake that tree with very much powerfully. So, because he was shaking very powerfully, Balaram was shaking that tree very powerfully. Then the fruits started to fall down. They started falling down, falling from the ground. Falling on the ground. And then there was sound was also there. Due to shaking and fruits were falling, so the sound spread all over. So as soon as Dhenuka heard that vibration, Dhenu could understand that someone has entered in the forest. And same time, phalanam patatam sabda nisamyam asuravasam. The asur, he heard the sound created by fruits, falling fruits. Immediately he ran in that direction, came in that direction. Abhyadhavat chititalam. Here description, Sukhdeva Goswami described that when he was running in that direction, in the direction of Balaram, even earth was trembling. All the trees of the forest, they were trembling as well as earthly surface of earthly planets were trembling. He came and he saw, first he saw Balaram. Samyetya tarsa pratya dvabhyam padabhyam balam bali. He was very powerful personality. Dhenuk was very much powerful personality. So he came in front of Balaram. He stand in front of Balaram and with his two rear hind legs. Even he struck on the chest of Lord Balaram. See, Balaram was such a beautiful, cute boy. But he was so cruel-hearted. Dhenuk was there. As was there. He was struck with two legs on the chest of Balaram. And then he ran away, making a braying sound. Very ugly sound he was making and run away. When he saw Balaram, Balaram was standing there as if nothing has happened. That Balaram was not hurt, though he has hurt him very powerfully with two legs. But Balaram was standing, he saw that Balaram is as if nothing has happened. Balaram was laughing in a happy mood. And then again he took a U-turn, came again second time. Punar Ashadya Saramdha Upakrushta Parakshita. Again he came and he stand in front of Balaram and his back part was towards the Balaram. Again with all his might, all his force, with both legs, he was trying to hit, he was trying to struck on the chest of Balaram. And he did. Immediately Balaram caught hold of both hind legs, both rear legs, with one hand. And next Balaram ji did satam grihitva prapada. Krishna Balaram ji caught hold of the legs near the hoop and started to wheel around, started wheeling around the sky. In the sky, and that was so much, the violent wheeling was such a position, such a violent wheeling was there. By that motion, the demon was killed, simply by wheeling in the sky. And then Balaram threw his dead body of Dhenu, one of them on the top of the tall tree. And as soon as the dead body of Dhenuka hit the top of the tall tree, immediately that tall tree fell, broken. And then that tall tree hit another tall tree, and that was hit by another one. So hundreds and thousands of tall tree was broken. They fell down on the ground. And then other associates of Dhenukasura, they heard that one, and they also saw that their leader Dhenuk was killed by Balaram. Immediately they came from different direction and they attacked all the Krishna, Balaram, as well as all the cowherd boy. And by the time the boys had, and Krishna has learned the art, the killing of the demons, immediately those demons, they were also assumed the same shape and form. And they were equally powerful as Dhenukasura. They started to attack, and then all the boys, Krishna and Balaram, as well Krishna and Balaram, they started to kill, destroy that demons. And within a fraction of second, minute, very soon, all the demons were killed. All the demons were destroyed. They were killed. And then after that, here it describes, Srimad Bhagavatam described that though the boys had requested Krishna Balaram, they wanted to eat the fruit. But when all the incident took place, Dhenukasura was delivered. He was killed. All the demons were killed. And fruits were present there. Delicious, fragrant fruits were there. But here Sukadeva Goswami doesn't talk about whether those boys did eat the fruit or not. It appears that from this description that boys did not eat, cowherd boy did not eat the fruit of Talban. And Vishwanath Chakravarti talks about the commentary. Because the boys become very much disgusted because that whole the forest was tainted with blood and dead body. In that, who will eat that? They were considered very much impure. The dead body was there, blood was there. This was whole fruits and tree were tainted, smeared with the blood and dead body. So they did not feel very much encouraged to eat the fruit. They did not eat. Though for future it become free, anybody can eat the fruit, but that particular day, the day this pastime took place, they did not eat the fruit at all. Blood was there, dead body was there, and who can take fruit in the such a disgusting position, awkward position? Also here, in the many commentary talks about Dhenukasura previous birth. It is described that he was a demon in his previous life, and his name was Sahasik. He was known by this name, Sahasik. So one day, Sahasik took many women, and he was sporting with them in the mountain range, Kailash, somewhere in the certain part of mountain hill. He was sporting, playing, enjoying with women, making different type of noise. Nearby, Durvasa Rishi was in the one cave. He was meditating. So due to the presence of, and by making noise, sporting noise, Durvasa Rishi was getting disturbance, because he was in meditation, he was in trance, he was in pramadhi. And this demon, the Sahasik, along with many wives, many women, she was disturbing the whole situation. When Durvasa Rishi came out from the cave, he wanted to know who is cause for disturbance. He saw Dhenuk, Sahasik, they are playing shamelessly. So Durvasa Rishi cursed him, "You shamelessly playing with women here in the dham, Nikailash, near my ashram, near my cave. You become demon. You don't deserve to remain in this form. You become an ash, gadha." So he was, as soon as he heard the curse, that he could not remain in this body, he's such a beautiful, very strong, very nice body, and next moment he was cursed to take the body of an animal, insignificant animal. Then immediately Sahasik could understand the seriousness of curse. Immediately he grabbed the feet of Durvasa Rishi and begged for forgiveness. He was begging pardon for. And Durvasa Rishi, although he was angry, but as soon as Sahasik grabbed the feet of Durvasa Rishi, immediately Durvasa Rishi's heart was melted. And then first he uttered the curse, and then again in few minutes his heart was melted. Sahasik was crying. So Durvasa Rishi uttered another boon. "Okay, since I have cursed you, certainly you have to accept the ash body. You will be entered in the body of an animal, ash animal. But you are fortunate enough, you will take birth, your birth in Vrindavan, Braj, is a glorious birth. You will have your residence in Vrindavan, Braj area, where Lord is going to display his most intimate and sublime pastime, sweet pastime Krishna will play. At that time, you will be delivered by the Lord. You will get opportunity, you are fortunate enough to touch the body of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, and then you will deliver." So this was the boon. So Sahasik become very much jubilant, because I will get opportunity to take birth in Braj area, Vrindavan. And same times, he thought that he will be delivered by Krishna, Balram. Then become very much pleased. So that same demon, Sahasik, he was in the Talban, he was living in Talban. And he was not allowing any person to enter in the forest. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam described that animal, they could not dare entering in that forest. What to assume? Because animal, even the worst, they are not fly on the sky. They are keep away. So this demon was delivered by Balaramji. Also, it's a description, something talks about how come that Krishna did not kill Dhenukasur. Instead of Krishna, how come that Balaram delivered him? Also, in their heaven, the previous birth is described. Then the Sahasik was the son of Bali Maharaj. And when Lord appeared as Nrsimhadev and he killed Hiranyakashipu was delivered by Nrsimhadev. At that time, in that incident, Lord Nrsimhadev gave benediction to Prahlad Maharaj that now, from now, if anyone who will appear in the dynasty of as a descendant of Prahlad Maharaj, then Vishnu Nrsimhadev promised, I will personally not kill. At least from this far, Vishnu far, I will not kill. This boon was given to Prahlad Maharaj. Anyone who are descendants of Prahlad Maharaj, they were not be killed by Vishnu. So this time, this Sahasik, since he was a son of Bali Maharaj, like Prahlad Maharaj, son was Virochan, Virochan's son was Bali Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj's son was Sahasik. So he came, Sahasik appeared in the dynasty of Bali Maharaj. That is the reason why Krishna did not kill him, did not deliver. Balaram delivered him. So, of course, there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram, but still, for Leela purpose, Balaram is different personality. It is not the Krishna. So, that is the reason why this demon, Dhenukasura, was not delivered by Krishna, rather he was delivered by Balaramji. So, about personality wise, as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami talks about in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Leela, a tattva of Balaram, then absolutely described that Krishna and Balaram completely identical. Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Original form of Supreme Personality of God is the Krishna, Sarva Avatar. He is a fountain head of all incarnation. All other incarnation emanates comes from Krishna. And Tahara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. Balaram is his next body. Our Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. So they both are identical. There is no difference at all. Simply to enjoy different pastime, sweet pastime, the one absolute reality appeared in two different forms, Krishna and Balaram. So on this appearance day of Balaram, of course when Jayadev Kabi, when he described a 10th incarnation, he has written a prayer in a glorification of 10 different important, 10 most important different incarnation. In that list, Krishna name is not there. Balaram, Bahasi, Bapusi, Vishade, Jaladabham, Halahati, Bhiti, Milit, Jamunabham, Keshav, Dhrita, Haladhar, Rupa, Jai Jagadisha. The Balaram, today is the appearance day of Balaramji. Balaramji is the original guru also. When we hear these pastimes of Balaram, Krishna Balaram, our many unearthed, unwanted things residing on what is completely eradicated. So today is the appearance day of Balaram. Balaram is considered the son of Rohini Devi, and same time Sukadev Goswami, that he is the son of Devaki as well. Because Balaram remained a stay for seven months in the womb of Mother Devaki. Also there is description about Balaram in 10th canto, marriage of Balaramji before Krishna married Rukmini Devi. Before that incident, Balaram got married. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, very brief description is there. There was one king, very celebrated king in Satya Yuga. His name was Raivat, Maharaj Raivat. So he got Revati as his daughter. And she was so beautiful, her glory was spread all over the three worlds. So many princes, they wanted to win the hand of Revati. And the father was also, he wanted to give her in the marriage to some of the prince. But on his own, he could not decide. Wherever he was going, he was said that this prince, okay, very much qualified, very much opulent, handsome, I should give her. But same time, he was thinking another prince was also, he was equally. So on his own, Maharaj Raivat could not decide to whom I should give in marriage to Revati. So he thought that actually Brahmaji, he writes somewhere in our head, forehead, who would be the proper husband for this Revati. So he took Revati and he went to Brahmaji, Brahma planet. In Satya Yuga, he took Revati also. He wanted to ask Brahmaji whom she should be given in marriage. And he reached there. He's such a powerful personality. He went to Brahmalok. At that time, there was some musical performance was going on. Some kirtan was going on. And Brahmaji was listening that. He was sitting in the assembly. Some Gandharvas were chanting kirtan. Glorification of Vishnu, and Brahma was seated there. So Maharaj Raivat had to wait for few minutes. He waited and then musical performance over. Brahmaji came out and he welcomed Maharaj Raivat. And he asked, Brahmaji asked for what reason you came here. And then Maharaj Raivat submitted, she is my daughter. And you decide to whom I should give in my there are many princes. Yes. Then Brahmaji informed him that, my dear Maharaj Raivat, since we stayed here for few seconds in on earthly planet, millions of years has passed, and you are thinking different prince, they are no more on the earthly planet. Even their sons, and that millions of years has passed. But you are fortunate enough, your daughter is fortunate enough. Now Lord has appeared. Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, has appeared on earthly planet. He is in Dwarika. His elder brother, Balaram, is there. Supreme Personality of God, Balaram, is there. And why not you go to Dwarika and offer your daughter to Balaramji? He is the best suited husband for your daughter. And then Maharaj Raivat descent comes from that planet, Brahma planet, Brahma lok, to the, he came down on earthly planet in Dwarka. He stayed out skirt of Dwarka, and then his whole like news spread in Dwarka, because when Maharaj Raivat was, he was as tall as one tree was there. Since he was from Satya Yuga, he was very much tall. He was as tall as a tall tree. So people, the rumor flew that some demigod had come, so everyone came to see who is that person. Even Krishna Balaram also came. Devaki, Vasudev, everyone came to see, some demigod had come near Dwarka. And when they came there, they asked, Krishna personally asked, Vasudev personally asked about this king Raivat. And then Raivat related whole story, for this reason I have come. Balaram was in beginning reluctant to accept Revati, as her wife, because she was so tall, taller than Balaram. Balaram was, she was many, many feet tall. And so she was asking, what to do? I have to accept. He was like, he was, say she was 6, 7, 8 feet, then she was like 25, 30 feet. He was very much reluctant, but even Vasudeva was requesting, okay, now it is time you accept her as your wife. Krishna was also accepting. Everyone was very much enthusiastic. So, Balaramji did, he put his plow on the top of her head, they pushed little down, and she became a regular size. Little smaller than Balaramji. Little smaller, not. And in this whole incident, the Revati did not feel any type of trouble, any confusion. Very happy. And then Maharaj Raivat gave Revati, her daughter, to Balaramji in marriage. So this way, Balaram got married first, and then Krishna married Rukmini Devi. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, very other last pastime also described. Balaram also at least once performed Rasa Leela Ramghat when we are singing Jai Ramghat, Jai Rohini Nanda. So there is particular place, is still Ramghat, right on the bank of Jamuna River. Ramghat is there where Lord Balaram, when one time Balaram became from Dwarka, he stayed for approximately 2 months in Vrindavan. During that 2 months, Lord Balaram, every single night he performed Rasa Leela with gopis. But they were the separate gopi. There were some Nag from the serpent planet, Nagalok. The doubters are women from Nagalok. They have also performed austerity. They wanted to take part in Rasa Leela. So for that reason, for many, many millions of years, they performed tapasya, austerity, because they desired to enter in the Rasa pastime of Krishna. So those Nag Kanyagan, the daughters of serpent, they appeared, they took birth in Gokul, in Vrindavan. And they came from Nagalok, those gopi, they did not participate in Krishna Rasa Leela. Balaramji enjoy, display his Rasa Leela with those gopis who in their previous life, they were wives of or daughters of serpents, Nag Kanya. So that place is there in Vrindavan, on the bank of Jamunadeka Ramghat. So when Lord Balaram was displaying, enjoying Rasa Leela with those gopis, and since he has taken varuni, a certain type of beverage that makes us intoxicated, so Balaram since madhu, honey, and that varuni he has taken, honey, so he was intoxicated, and that time Krishna, Balaramji, wanted Jamunaji to flow nearby. But Jamunaji ignored her because he was in intoxicated mood. So Jamunaji Kalindi did not want to come near to that Rasa arena. Then Balaramji became very much upset, angry. Immediately Balaram put his plow in the Jamuna River and dragged her in his direction. And that Jamunaji became very much scared, afraid. And then Jamunaji begged for forgiveness from Balaramji. Because in the beginning she was not aware, she was at least in the past Leela pastime, she was not aware that Krishna, Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference. So that pastime is also happened in Vrindavan. For two months, Lord Balaram display Rasa Leela pastime in Vrindavan. on the bank of Jamuna. That place is called Ramghat. So here I stop if you have any question or comment.